Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I host this podcast with my dear mother. Say hi to your fans, Mum.
That sounded very insincere.
You know what? It may be because we've maybe spent a little bit too much time together.
I think we have, darling.
But I still love you.
I'm just worried this podcast might affect our relationship.
Well, it's really funny because whenever we're not doing the podcast, we don't talk about it.
You don't ever talk to me, darling.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You only do this, so I'll talk to you.
Yeah, to be honest.
We have Paul Smith on today.
An absolute style icon.
And somebody that, weirdly, a lot of my friends have worked in his establishment or at his shop.
Really?
Yeah, Crispin, Titus. Don't you remember Jack's, like, orange shirt?
Yeah, and I always used to buy Paul Smith socks for Christmas because they were so luxurious. But also for 21st or 18th birthdays, the wallet with the Cadillac and the pin-up lady inside, painted on the inside, the red wallet. He's our first knight.
Is he our first knight?
Yeah.
CBE.
Sick. Sir Paul Smith.
That just shows how kind of important he is to the British fashion industry.
I think his shops are beautiful.
Yes.
They're so stylish in themselves. It's a pleasure to go in.
On the menu today, actually, this was Editor Alice's suggestion. It is tapenade roast chicken. I think it's quite a French thing, and Alice is married to a French man. And it's just you roast the chicken with loads of tapenade and garlic and
under the skin.
Well, I didn't do it under skin because Al told me not to, but I did put the garlic under the skin with some butter and herbs de Provence. So I did that, and then we're going to have it with a tomato and ginger salad.
Yeah,
which may not work as well as it would in France when the tomatoes taste better than they
and
do.
And the sun is out.
Yeah, and then oh shit! My beans are going to be overdone. Okay, well, I'm back from a disaster
okay,
of overcooked
so you've,
green
you've
beans.
Made, yeah, overcooked green beans.
Yeah, which I'm going to have to go shopping it some more. Done your special microwave rice.
Microwave onion
that
rice.
That makes it sound like we've just
did bought... Did you put onion in?
Onion and chicken stock, a little bit of sunflower oil, obviously water, salt, pepper. Actually, I didn't put pepper. And you just bung it in the microwave, 25 minutes?
Yeah.
I hope it's...
You're supposed to stir after 10, but it doesn't matter. I've done pud. I've done a chocolate mousse cake. Tort. Ooh. Not a cake.
Why is it
a tort?
Why is it a tort?
Because it's like a tart. A tort. Don't know. Because it's like a tart with chocolate mousse on.
Is this after you got Alex's Patisserie Valerie birthday cake and it was chocolate mousse and you thought, I think I'll
mousse-y.
Do that?
No, I just wanted to do a quick pud and that seemed to be quite quick. And so I've done that and I've brought creme fraiche and raspberries to go with it.
Nice. I'm supposed to be being gluten and sugar-free, Mum, on this pregnancy.
Well, it is low-calorie digestives that have gone in the base.
Yeah, but they've still got gluten.
Well, then don't have any, darling.
Maybe I won't.
Yeah. More for everybody else.
Paul Smith coming up on Table Manners.
Sir Paul Smith.
say sir?
You could say sir if you want, but I don't need it.
I think you're our first
you're
sir.
Our first
oh, really?
Night.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got all sorts of things after my name. So.
Have you?
You can throw the wall. Us.
Come on, come on.
Right,
say
Sir Paul Smith.
Yeah.
CBE.
CBE.
Yeah.
RDI.
What's that?
Royal Designer for Industry. RIBA.
What's that?
Royal Institute of British Architects. Not that I'm an architect, but I was a guest. A guest member. Honorary member, that's
okay.
The word.
Honorary member,
yeah. And a few others, but anyway, that's the main
one. But ones. You are a style icon.
Oh,
you are to me.
Cheers.
And loads of
you
people.
And my mum.
me and your mum.
My mum's in heaven, though. So, yeah.
I've been a huge fan of yours for ages, and if I ever bought a special gift for anyone, it was a Paul Smith. Well, not very. It wasn't a suit.
well, that's all right. That's what we love at Paul Smith is we love people. So we're happy if they just come in. Obviously,
yeah.
It's nice if they buy things, but we're just happy for them to experience the shop.
Because
all our shops are different.
Well, yeah, they're all beautiful.
I have to say, so my friend was studying textiles and design, and they went round your shop as a kind of inspiring place to look and see how it's laid out. And she remembers a lovely gentleman coming up and saying, "Hi, would you like me to show you around?" And it was you.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, and this was, I think, maybe like early noughties or so, like, but anyway, she just said you were so charming and so proud of your shop and so happy to kind of explain everything to her.
Yeah, well, I work in my shop on a Saturday afternoon. Most Saturdays. The one
Covent Garden?
I used to be in that one, and then sometimes in the Notting Hill Gate one.
Love that one.
Yeah, which is in the old house, as you know. But now I'm mostly in the one in Albemarle Street, which is next to Bond Street, near Brown's Hotel, because that's got furniture and ceramics and art,
oh,
as well
wow.
as clothes. So it's really lovely, and all the women's wear in there as well. You know. And,
Paul, can I say how fantastic you look. Are you in one of your suits?
It is TV, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it one of your suits?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Oh, good
look
lining.
Look at the lining.
Yeah, yeah.
But you started the colour. The
absolutely
you
did.
Absolutely started
yeah,
coloured lining.
True.
No, he started coloured lining for suits. Nobody did it before you.
No, honestly, that's true. And all the printed shirts.
And the printed, and also that beautiful wallet that had the Cadillac and the pin-up lady. That was my favourite. And
cheeky boy.
Mum's a big fan.
I bought that for 21st presents.
Yeah.
And the socks was a treat for Christmas.
Yeah, we sell a lot of socks.
At Christmas?
Yeah.
All
got
the time.
Best socks.
Okay, so when you're not wearing Paul Smith,
what
are you
mean?
Wearing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Chanel number 5. Yeah. Well, actually, probably, I should say a Paul Smith fragrance, because we do those as well. But
So, sometimes...
Oh, is
bloody
that?
Hell.
Yeah.
Are you not specs. Sick of yourself a bit
you
or
did
not?
Specs? Nick, I didn't know you did specs.
Yeah.
Those are very nice.
No, I mean, I get them free.
Yeah, fair enough.
So do you have masses of people working for you now?
We do, about 1,500.
In England and abroad?
In London we have 200.
Yeah.
And then in Nottingham, which is where I come from originally, 400. And then... 73 countries around the world.
Yeah.
Crikey.
And lots and lots and lots and lots in Japan, which is not my business. It's Paul Smith, but it's what they call a licensed business. But we have over 200 shops. It's amazing. Yeah.
So you started off in you've got a proper Nottingham accent.
Have I? Still got it, yeah. Yeah, I started in Nottingham and then had a tiny, tiny, tiny little shop there.
But what were you trained as?
Nothing. I wanted to be a racing cyclist.
A cyclist?
Yeah. So I was a cyclist until I was 18. And I left school at 15 and then was a runaround lad in a warehouse. And then I had a bad crash when I was 18.
On your bike?
Yeah. Well, the car won.
Oh.
And then I was in hospital for a long time, 3 months, because then they didn't repair things as quickly as they do now. You know, now they fix things a lot quicker. And then when I left there, about two other lads that were in hospital at the same time that we'd been talking to each other across the, you know, how are you today? You know, he was strapped into one bed and somebody else. We all left at the same time. So they said, why don't we meet up? Because we all got on so well. So we met up. And luckily for me, they chose a pub in Nottingham where all the art students went. And suddenly all these new words and terms came out that, you know, about artists and Andy Warhol and the pop scene. And I was like, wow, this sounds really cool. I wonder if whether I could earn a living doing something to do with, you know, design in some way. So one of the girls I met who was at the school there, she just said, I'm starting a little shop. My dad's setting me up with a little shop. Will you help me start it? So I did. I didn't really know anything about getting a lease and opening a shop and decorating it and running it and doing the window dressing and everything. But it was brilliant. So I was 18.
Were you quite a cool dresser then? Were you a mod or a rocker?
Neither.
You're too young.
Bohemian.
Bohemian.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Black polo neck, cashmere,
okay, okay.
You know, cool 501 Levi's.
No trench coat.
No, I don't think I could afford that. And Nello and David boots. Now, you probably don't know what that means. There's a shoe and boot maker in London.
Yes, Nello
and David, and they made the boots for the Beatles. And they were amazing with a slight Cuban heel, a little zip on the inside, very soft leather. So black leather boots, 501s, black cashmere polo neck, long hair, and then eventually hippie, of course, and you know, like we all.
Do you still get into your 501s?
I do Paul Smith ones now. You see, so I'm not allowed to wear 501. I probably could still get them. I don't know.
Do you do black polo necks as well?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Cashmere.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, lovely. We do lots of lovely knitwear, and
they do everything, Mum. Like they do mortgages. But I'm
yeah, yeah. You want one?
Yes, please. I was going to say a good friend of ours. He used to work at your Covent Garden, and I remember it was like the coolest. Actually, I've had two friends that worked at yours, and they were always the coolest guys that I knew.
Oh, that's nice.
Crispin and Titus, and they always. I mean, it was great because. Like they tell us when the sample sale was going on or whatnot. So I think my husband actually was in a Paul Smith suit for his mum and dad's wedding, which he hadn't got tailored at all and probably could still fit
him.
Well,
people love our suits.
They're beautiful.
Great. Yeah.
But just I remember it felt like quite a scene and it was like the coolest. But it wasn't like just having a Saturday job at a shop and it was...
It was where you wanted to be.
It was like being at the pub or like the best bar. But these people were so nice and it was such a great atmosphere. And I can imagine you had some input in the kind of the mood of the...
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we still get lovely visitors, you know, all the time to the shops and to where I work as well. And so, David Bowie, of course, was a huge customer in Floral Street and Zeppelin, all those old guys, you know, like Zeppelin, Stones, two of the Beatles. And then later on, more now, people, you know, your age, you know, Jake Bug and all the, you know, lots of the ones today. So we're still really close to the industry of your world.
Yeah. Actually, you've never worn Paul Smith.
But Jess
is
very
bizarre
excited.
Because I wear suits and you have this new...
Yeah, the tuxedo collection. Yeah, I mean, we started Clothes for Women about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And
that was because women were buying the smaller sizes.
Yeah. And there was a famous editor called Grace Coddington who was just used so much of Paul Smith men's, but on all those famous superstars like Linda Evangelista and all those, you know, famous models. And then they kept saying, oh, will you, can you please do them for women, you know? And so the first collections were just very masculine. Mm-hmm. And that's something I've always liked because Pauline, you know, my girlfriend at the beginning and now my wife for many years, she's always got that androgynous look and she would like that. Boyish look. I mean, she wears dresses and
skirts. Was she a model?
No, she's just great.
How did you meet?
Well, when I was working in the shop in Nottingham, I was still close to the art school in Nottingham, so I knew they always used to have events and parties and things. And then I met her. She was teaching there. She's old. She's 6 years older than me. So she was. She had two kids in London. She was living in London. Then she used to come 2 days a week to Nottingham. And then we met, and I went out with a married lady.
Wow! Yeah. Was she still married?
She was married with two kids, two dogs, and two cats, and I was living at home with my mum.
So but you're still together.
So it was, yeah, that was...
So it was real love.
Yeah, that I mean, we've been together, I can't tell you how long, because it's a long time.
Very long time.
Yeah,
so it was real, real love.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't get married till the year 2000. Actually, the day I got knighted.
You got married that day?
Yeah, but completely by chance, yeah.
Is she, what came in first, the proposed, like the date of
she
the
wanted
wedding?
To, she wanted to get married after being together for 100 years.
Yeah.
She wanted to get married, and then we arranged the date and everything, and then I got this little letter pop through the door with a gas bill, and it was from the Queen saying, we'd quite like to make you a knight, and so eventually I said, yeah, I wasn't sure at the beginning, but then I said yes, and then one of the girls at work said, you know, we really ought to find out when it is, because it's... you're busy all the time. And then she rang Buck House, and then she put the phone down. She went, you're never going to believe it. Get knighted at 11 o'clock and married at 4 o'clock on the same day.
Oh, my gosh, you didn't...
on the
wow.
same day. So she became a lady in the afternoon.
Oh, does she become a lady?
Yeah.
Of course
yeah.
she does.
She's Lady Smith.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Lady Smith.
Well, what did you have at, for food at the wedding?
I think one of the first time, or the only time... Nicholas Slota, the boss of the Tate Modern, let us have a room up there. So,
oh, wow. Like the members bit?
Yeah, so the Ivy did it for
nice.
Us.
Nice.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
the Ivy one of your favourite places to go?
It was then, but I haven't been for years now. And Jeremy and Chris, you know, that owned the Ivy, they were friends. They were at the wedding, so they sorted it all out.
What did you used to order at the Ivy?
And I can't remember.
The fish pie was always good.
Yeah, that was very
and the,
good. Yeah.
The fish cakes.
Oh, yeah. The fish cakes.
Fish cakes, yeah, definitely the fish cakes. I still like fish cakes. Harrods do good fish cakes.
Harrods?
Do they?
Yeah, it's a really weird place to go, but yeah, they do.
So are you a fish man?
I do eat meat, but I mostly eat fish.
Oh, bloody hell, we were going to do a bouillabaisse, and then yeah. it's a bit of a weird one.
Well, it goes down your shirt, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and okay. also it's that thing of, like, you really have to be into fish.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there are people...
Yeah, well, it's quite fiddly as well,
it is.
And I've got a white shirt
okay,
on.
Okay, fine. No. Yeah. Well,
last time I had it was in Cassis in the south of France, which I think...
Yeah, but
probably,
I mean, we weren't going to top that, to be honest. Yeah. So, okay, talking about food.
Yeah.
You grew up in Nottingham.
Yeah.
What was... The food around the dinner table, kind of a regular meal.
Yeah, because, you know, I was a gift from God.
Were you?
Yeah.
You are modest, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because my brother is 11 years older, my sister is 8 years older, and then that was supposed to be it.
I love that you don't call it an accident, you call it a gift from God. That's brilliant.
I'm the same. I was the same, Jesse.
Yeah, and then, you know, the food actually was quite basic, you know. Roast beef on a Sunday, the Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
We used to eat rice pudding, you know, more northern
yeah.
things. You know, rice
what,
pudding.
What, just like ambrosia, like tinned rice pudding?
No, yeah, darling, you made rice
my
pudding.
My mum used to make it with skin on top.
And oh, I love the skin on top and jam, a dollop of jam.
Yeah. So it was very basic, the food. And it was only really Pauline that managed to, you know, make me a bit more sophisticated.
She's more sophisticated.
Well, she born and bred in London. One of the first students to go. I mean, she was only 18 when she went to the Royal College of Art.
Really?
And I think they normally go later. So she was pretty bright girl.
Does she draw, paint, or
she? Oh no, she yeah, well,
or ceramics.
She studied fashion, and then she was my teacher at home. So she came to live with me in Nottingham, and with the whole. The two Afghan hounds, the long-haired cats, and a five-year-old and an eight-year-old. And then at home, on the table, rather similar to the one we're sitting here, we used to cut out the patterns, and she taught me how to make suits and how to make things. And then also I went to night school a bit for tailoring, because what we used to specialise in is tailoring, and that's hence the tuxedo collection that's coming out, you know, this soon, I think. I've always liked that sort of boyish look on a girl. I think it's really fits in with
the
my...
The Bianca Jagger.
The suit is fantastic. And it's especially great. Now, it's really interesting. We've noticed a lot of the red carpet girls
are wearing
previously have been wearing very, you know, slinky, beautiful long dresses. Now, we've had a lot of people asking for not just the tux suit, but just suits generally.
I feel the best... In a trouser suit, I feel the best I can feel. I feel there's something. I almost feel like I'm not myself when I'm in a dress. There's something. Like, I would have worn a suit to my wedding, well, but I couldn't in Greece. It was a bit too hot.
You got married in Greece.
Yeah, lovely.
Is Pauline a good cook?
Very nice. Yeah, very simple. She likes very simple food. So,
what sort of food would you eat now?
A simple white fish with some olive oil on top and three veg. That's it. And then...
You're very slim.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, do you watch...
No, I think I've just always...
You're just born like that.
I've always eaten sort of in a simple way, really. Yeah. Yeah. And obviously being... I swim every day, for instance.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where?
The Royal Automobile Club in...
RAC, yeah.
Palmal. Yeah, yeah. In the Palmal or Palmal, isn't it? Yeah. I swim at 5 most mornings.
5 in the morning?
I was swimming this morning at 5.
What time are you up then?
Just before 5. It takes me about 10 minutes to get to the
pool. Why do you get up so early?
I love the mornings. No traffic.
Okay.
I love the sun coming up. I love the fact London's... I used to remember London more affectionately when it was not so busy. But now it's so crowded all the time. Here, that we were worried getting here today. We just think it took so long to do about, you know... Half a block, you know.
Yeah.
That's American, isn't it? Block. Yeah.
So what time do you go to bed then?
9-ish, 10-ish. Last night was about 10 past 10. But.
So you go to bed early?
Last night. Yeah.
I don't think that's early. I'm with you.
I went to bed at 12:30 last night.
Did you?
Why? What were you doing watching TV?
Well, I didn't finish working really till about 8:30.
Wow.
9.
Yeah.
And then.
No, I mean, I've done all that, you know, for years and years, you know, and Pauline and I, you know, travelled a lot. And so we did the whole Studio 54 era. Pauline and I were nocturnal for a long time. You know,
go to Studio 54?
Oh, yeah. Luckily, Pauline has a beautiful smile. So she always got us into... because it was
they picked and choose.
Yeah, there was always this enormous crowd outside, and she had a Yves Saint Laurent red fox fur coat.
And Yves Saint Laurent red fox fur coat.
She has red hair and an amazing smile. And my two friends and myself... we used to hide behind her, and she'd be like there like this, and they would go... like point and then just beckon, and then we'd be hiding behind her.
But you were a successful designer by then.
Not then.
No,
76. So I hadn't even had a collection then.
What was it like?
It was amazing, yeah. With Woody Allen, Warhol, Lisa Minnelli,
Carl Lagerfeld,
Issey Miyake evening. I can't remember Calvin Klein and I know Calvin. A lot of that. Yeah, it was amazing. So I've done my nocturnal bit. Now I do my go to bed earlier bit. And,
do you have a dog?
No.
No, I just wonder whether you'd walk the dog early
in
the morning.
We used to have the two Afghans, so we all looked exactly the same. Big nose and long hair. So we're all identical.
So you walk to the RAC.
No, I go in my car, a little mini,
and you
from
can
where
park,
I live.
Of course.
It's fantastic. And then I get to work about 6. And it's fantastic.
You're the first in the office, I presume.
Apart from the cleaners. And luckily, they don't speak any English, so it's fine. So because they don't bother me, you know.
And what time do you finish work?
6.
Christ. That's a long day.
Yeah,
I love it though.
But you love it.
Oh, it's marvellous. So privileged, humbled by my existence. It's fantastic.
I wanted to know, what was it like growing up? What kind of you fell in love with a woman who had
Pauline.
Two children, Pauline.
Yeah.
And then, you know, your life kind of changing quite drastically.
But amazingly.
But, you know, you had to bring up two young kids.
I had an instant family. Rent a family.
Have you ever had any more kids?
Nope, no. One was 5, one was 8. Now they've both got children. You know, it wasn't that hard work, because actually there wasn't that much gap between us. One was 8 and I was 21, so...
You're very young.
Yeah, so we were very light-minded, you know.
Crikey, to take on children.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was... I've always been full of love of life. I'm blessed with having the love of life. So every day is very positive, no problem, you know. So we all got on really well, and... one of them got involved in the business for about 20 years, but then he left and he's doing some acting now. And then Pauline taught me everything I know. But she was at the Royal College when they were teaching.
She sounds fabulous.
Yeah, she's good. She's quite shy.
Is she shy? Mm. You're not shy.
No, because that's probably why she's shy.
No, you're very warm.
Because I talk too much. She
was at the Royal College.
She was at the Royal College when they were still doing couture fashion. So that means still making to fit your body shape and how you made things beautifully. So she taught me about pad stitching and how you make a lapel roll and how you put a sleeve head in and the importance of proportion and scale and what's inside is as important as what's outside. So that's why our suits have always been, you know, really popular, because they fit really well and they're so comfortable to wear, because we do something called a loose canvas inside. So when you move, it moves. So it's very, it'd be good for you,
yeah,
because, you know, you just move and it's just really comfortable to wear.
So would you kind of say that Paul Smith, the brand, is both of yours? It's both your
baby. Well, I would definitely not be here today without Pauline, definitely not. But she's not been involved in the business for years and years and years. The first four collections, we call them collections rather than ranges. The first four collections, so that's eight, spring, summer, autumn, winter. So like 8 collections, 4 years. She designed, not me, because I didn't have the confidence to do it. And then she suddenly said she wanted to pursue her love of history of art. So then she went to university to study history of art, and then she liked drawing. Anyway, she could draw. Then she went to a school called Byam School of Art, and then she went on to the Slade School of Art to paint. So she did her own thing doing that, and then I got the job of designer. So then I had to suddenly get on with it.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Some of your go-to London restaurants that you go to,
yes.
Where would you go?
Right near our office is the Delaunay.
Love the Delaunay.
Yeah. I love the Delaunay. Yeah.
Owned by Chris Corbin and Jeremy King.
We like
King.
The Bellinger as well.
Yeah, in Islington.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they've got the Wolseley. Colbert.
Colbert I love, and I love the Wolseley.
And then the Wolseley.
For a cocktail.
Yeah.
You can't beat Wolseley.
And anybody who's travelled to, you know, Austria or any of those areas where they have those big brasseries, the Wolseley is so authentic.
It's really good.
Amazing, especially when you get the coffee with the little tray at the end and the glass of water and the spoon upside down.
Well, the schnitzel is great as well.
Yeah, it was all Alsace, isn't it?
What do you order when you're at the Delaunay?
The Delaunay, if
good
we,
fish.
Yeah, if we go for lunch, we'd probably have the chopped chicken salad without red peppers.
Yes, you don't like red peppers.
I love them. They don't like me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Red and green peppers.
When
and
did you
too
find
much
this
chili.
Out?
And Pauline's exactly the same.
Oh, so, you too.
So perfect.
So you don't go to Mexico for your tacos?
We've been to Mexico, but we have to choose very carefully there. or India, you know, when we've been to India. Mm. Which you've come find things.
Where's like your favourite local that you go to eat at? Like if you just kind of, you know.
There's a place called Clark's in Kensington Church Street right. that we go to, owned by somebody called Sally Clark. And she only does like three starters, three mains,
three
puddings, and so consequently everything's fantastic. Obviously, the food from Ottolenghi is lovely.
We love him here.
Yeah, yeah. And we tend to buy the food and have it at home.
Or just like the salads.
Yeah,
and just bring
or
it back
the
home.
Two slices of roast beef and you know something like that.
Yeah.
And lovely haricot vera as well, like you've got here. Oh, look at that.
Well, look, yeah. It's not... Should we tell you what we're having? Because it's not fancy. It's actually...
They look good.
Well, yeah, to be honest, there's some overcooked beans in there, but there's also some undercooked.
Yeah.
So you'll get a crunch and a kind of really pathetic one. Basically...
chicken, darling.
Would you mind cutting the chicken, Mum? Mm. We're doing... We've got roast chicken that's it's kind of very light and not piping hot, but it's with tapenade, black olive tapenade,
nice.
And like herbs de Provence with some salad, and then we've got some onion rice that I'm trying to dry out because I think it was a bit stodgy that I did. So it's very low key.
Don't worry, it looks amazing.
Are you a sweet or a savoury person?
Personally, I'm a sweet person, and little espresso coffee after lunch with one little square of something.
Oh, we can do that for you.
Mm.
It may be a slice of something.
Even better.
We've got a chocolate mousse torte.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, will that work?
It might be, it might not.
But we've got that and we'll make an espresso for sure. So you say you don't really do the cooking at home.
No.
But if you were going to try and impress us, What's Paul Smith's dish?
The nickname for it is ospedale, which means hospital food.
Right.
Ospedale.
And it's simple pasta, penne pasta, mm-hmm. cooked with butter and sage.
Lovely.
And parmesan.
I think that sounds great, and I have loads of sage in the garden, so maybe I'll do it.
Well. It's,
do you deep fry your sage? Or do you like fry your sage up?
So yeah, you put it in the pan and then...
with butter?
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Oil or butter, yeah, and just harden it off. And then we did a big event in Japan, which was in a place that had a restaurant as well. And so they said, what food would Paul like, you know, on the menu? Let's do his menu. And we did that. And it was so popular because the Japanese... You know, just found it very nice and easy to eat.
That's so nice.
Yeah, that was good.
What else was on the menu?
Hedge salad.
What's a hedge salad?
I just said a nickname, but it was Rocket, Rucola, you know, Ridicchio.
Like, yeah.
So I called it Hedge because it looks like Hedge. But it was, the Japanese thought it was hilarious because they what is Hedge?
Table manners.
Do you think you have good table manners?
Very much, I hope. I think so.
I think you do too. Not that I was watching.
No,
and,
thank
but, you.
You
know.
Posture is one of the most important.
Oh, I'm terrible, though.
I need to go and sort the dessert.
Okay, fine.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you're too nice and you're going to be like, oh, I don't mind. But we just ask everybody, if there's one table manner that really drives you up the wall, that you see it in another person, what is it?
When people leave their knife and fork... apart.
Okay.
Oh, I know.
Because I think it's really unfair on the waiter or the waitress, because how do they know you finished? That's it.
Sir Paul, the considerate diner.
Well, it's so important to remember that the staff...
Yeah,
absolutely.
And it's so fantastic. If you go to a restaurant in America, often the waiter absolutely doesn't want to be doing that job, and then will tell you that they are really an out-of-work actor or something. Not always, of course. Mm. When you go to certain places in, say, France or Italy, that's what they do, and they do it all their life, and they're very proud of it. It's fantastic. That they say, this is what I do.
It's I'm a waiter.
Yeah. Isn't that great, though, that
yeah.
people are satisfied enough yeah. with that? Because there's so many other people that are very ambitious.
Yeah.
So that's the balance is right then. It's really good.
Crème fraîche. Okay, darling.
Paul, do you mind that that is not in a bowl?
I do not.
Thank you, Paul.
No. You're just sucking.
And I can't eat all of that.
Okay. Well,
who knows?
Would you like me to put some coffee on for you?
You'd like an espresso.
I'd love one, but only if you don't mind.
Of course, yeah. It's just one of those bloody Italian ones that takes forever, so I'm sorry.
There you go. Oh, look at
that. Right. I'm going to try this. Mum, this is really good.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
Let me. I'm about to try it.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Give us your best Greg Wallace
it's a
now.
A bit bitter.
I like the bitterness, though.
Do you want to fanfare?
Yeah. No, darling. I like that biscuit crumb.
The biscuit's great. I shouldn't be eating it, but it's great.
Oh, it's very good.
What's the biscuit? Is it just digestive?
Yeah, digestives with chocolate in.
Wow.
What, you put the chocolate in?
Yeah, you melt
dark chocolate.
It's really good, Mum. What would be your last supper? Have you asked this already?
Oh, my ospedale.
Ospedale?
Yeah, me.
That would be your last supper?
Yeah.
No, but you're allowed a starter and a main.
Ah,
and a
well, plate. I love the sage, though, so much. I think sage is such a nice thing.
Yeah, it is delicious.
I'd probably have a puntarella. Is it puntarella? You know, the Italian salad. Puntarella. Anyway,
It's a leaf.
I just have that with some olive oil and a bit of balsamic. And then I don't know what I'd have for pudding, really. Maybe one of those naughty Portuguese custards.
Oh, I love that.
That are chewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I love
Goulburn Road.
Yeah, oh, Goulburn Road.
I haven't actually had them on Goulburn Road yet.
We've got our own little Portuguese place down in...
That's the lightest Last Supper that we've ever had.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I like it. You knew what you wanted straight away. Yeah.
Lots of them like sweaty vongole.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a bit messy, though, if you're not very well.
What is your Last Supper? Mm. Oh, you're thinking... Okay, so you're thinking if you're not very well. Okay. Sometimes we pitch it as you're going off to a desert island.
Right.
So nobody's really going to give a shit if you've got a bit of vongole on your
shirt. No, that's true. Oh, I accept that I am a clothes designer.
Do you take pride in your appearance every day, or do you ever have a day where you put jogging bottoms on? I presume they are Paul Smith jogging bottoms.
I haven't got any jogging bottoms.
Oh, really?
So you dress like this?
I wear suits every day. I love suits. Yeah. I adore suits. I wear them with trainers or the white T-shirt or... sometimes a jean with a suit jacket on Sunday, because they're so comfortable, our suits.
Tell me, who do you think is one of the best dressed men in the world?
Gosh, that's quite hard. I mean...
Or you like their style?
I'm a mate of Daniel Day-Lewis, and he dresses really well.
Does he?
I'd like to be a mate of Daniel Day-Lewis, tell you that.
But has he got... He's gone into seclusion now.
Yeah, well, he always does that. Yeah, often does that, yeah. But I've known him for years, and so
he'll come out. I think
He might not this time.
Why?
He
wants peace and quiet.
Yeah, he likes solitude. Yeah.
Did you see the film where he was? What was it called?
Phantom Thread.
Phantom Thread. Yeah, he was a designer.
He worked in our atelier for a week
to get it. He's a method actor, isn't he?
And then he went off to work in. Couturier in New York, I think, as well, for longer. He was only with us for a few 5 days, I think, just to learn the terms, you know, about they're not scissors, they're shears, and you know, like egg-eyed between, which is a needle.
Egg-eyed between.
Needle's much quicker to say, isn't it?
Do you still do those wallets with the Cadillac? And
With the pin-up.
Yeah, the pin-up.
Do you know where that came from?
Wow.
Idea. There was one of the American political parties in the 50s. I don't know which one. were trying to get people to wear their ties, which is blue and blue with a white polka dot, I think, because then it was like promotion, because, you know, all these guys would have blue and white ties on, and they'd say, oh, you're a Democrat, or whatever it was. So the story's not true so far. But the reason why they persuaded them to wear it was because underneath they'd have a pin-up on the tie.
Yeah.
And that was like...
The
pin-up like
was
little,
underneath the tie.
Yeah, right. So it was like this little... It was like this little, you know...
Naughty.
Yeah, you know, it's boy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lovely story because over the years we've sold to so many famous people and politicians and all sorts of things. And a lot of the prime ministers over the years, like Cameron and Blair...
You've dressed them.
Yeah, and their stylists used to run in and get clothes for them. And Blair was off to see Bush in America. So the stylists ran in and got loads of things, including some white shirts. And then when Blair put his white shirt on to meet Bush, he's got a little pin-up printed on the inside of his car.
Oh, funny.
And the stylist hadn't realised, because I did a few like that, so that was nice and funny.
Funny. Yeah, yeah.
I just want to thank you so much for coming.
Oh, cheers.
And bringing some beautiful flowers and being such good fun. And just, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much. And what nice grub. Thank you, girls.
It was good.
And very nice to talk to you both.
I feel like you need to take some home for Pauline, but would she eat it?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
Pauline's a slim. She can still wear Paul Smith's suit.
Yeah.
Not like you and me.
A lovely man.
Absolutely a delight. Wasn't he tall, Jessie?
And but humble.
Humble but tall, imposing, engaged, love life.
He just sounds like he's having so much fun.
Yeah. Loved people.
Yeah.
Real people person.
Didn't eat that much, but I think he enjoyed it. He went for seconds on the tomatoes.
Yeah, and he did eat all my chocolate tart.
He did like your chocolate tart.
And he did. He's so slim.
Well, yeah, it's probably because he like had the size of like my child's portion.
But I realised it could have been, the whole outfit could have been called Pauline Smith.
Yeah.
He loved Pauline. Oh, she sounded great.
Very glamorous.
Red Yves Saint Laurent fox fur coat with red hair and a glowing smile outside Studio 54. That's a look, Jessie.
Mm. Yeah, thank you so much, Sir Paul Smith, CBE, RIBA, MBE.
Everything.
Such a pleasure to have you on.
Really?
A lovely gentleman. I want to wear some Paul Smith now.
Yeah, definitely. I just thought he was lovely. Really nice to meet him.
The food was really good.
Jessie, you did so well.
Well,
darling.
We've got to thank editor Alice because it was her. It was her suggestion. So.
But that is a winner.
So easy.
Easy and a winner.
No offence, Alice. It was so easy, but so effective.
Going in the cookbook.
Going in the cookbook and going to be that kind of weeknight roast chicken that you could do and impress.
Well, I think that was more than a weeknight. That was an
alfresco lunch.
That was definitely an alfresco lunch.
Yeah, I like that. And I have to say, you smacked it out of the park with your chocolate tart.
Who knew I could make desserts?
I know, you've really, like, you had now to, are
I've,
a...
I've had to up my game.
No, that's really good, Mum.
Yeah, given that I don't really like desserts. Oh, and
you,
I don't really...
You ate it?
I ate a bit. It's a bit bitter for me. You liked it.
No, I liked it, Mum.
You like dark chocolate, though.
I do.
You know, I'm a Galaxy or Dairy Milk girl.
Thank you for listening to Table Manners, and thank you, Sir Paul Smith. Mum, do you remember my friend at school called Maisie Clater?
Yeah, little and blonde.
Yeah. She has done a podcast. She has a beautiful son called Charlie, who is 4. And I think at 4, he was diagnosed with autism, and quite severe autism. She decided to do a podcast on it. And she's interviewed the likes of Kathy Lett, who also has an autistic child, and different mothers and parents.
Really important.
About living with autism. And it's a really beautiful podcast that I've been listening to. And I'm really proud of Maisie and Charlie. And it seems like it's been a really tough year for them both. So I just wanted to kind of give her a shout out and also just say to people to have a little
listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
So the podcast is called Autism and Us. The music you've listened to on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser, and Table Manners is edited by
the wonderful Alice Williams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.